أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنشأناهن إنشاء وجعلناهن أبكارا عربا أترابا لأصحاب اليمين ثلة من الأولين وثلة من الآخرين صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to speak about the ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant the ashabul yameen, the people on the right hand side. In the ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the different kind of ni'mats, the trees that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them, the clusters of fruit that Allah will grant them, waters that will be poured out. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the high couches or the high thrones that Allah will give. Ya Allah says, Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. Certainly, we will create them a different form of creation. Ya Allah is speaking about the hur of Jannah, and at the same time, Allah is also speaking about the wives of those who will be going into Jannah. As far as the hurs are concerned, their creation is a very unique form of creation. They are not created like how we are created through biological parents, but through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of kun. Coming more specifically to the woman of this world that will be entering Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them that their creation will be a very unique form of creation. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبَكَارًا. Allah says, we will make them untouched women. In other words, virgins, unmarried women. In this world, no matter how old a woman may get, no matter what her physical features may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reshape it, Allah will rejuvenate it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let them enter Jannah at a young age. In the hadith, the very famous hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the people of Jannah will enter Jannah at the age of 33 years old. That is why when an old woman came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants me Jannat, entry into Jannat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to her humorously that old woman will not enter Jannah. So this woman became despondent, and then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her that at the entry of Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let you enter as a young woman. And then the hadith says that round about the age of 33, people will enter Jannah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant beauty to the Ahlul Jannah, both the men, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant beauty to the woman of Jannah. Again, a very famous hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in Jannah is a marketplace. The people of Jannah, the men of Jannah, on Fridays will walk through this marketplace. A breeze will hit them, and when they come back home, then their spouses and their wives will look at them, and they will marvel at an extra beauty that was granted to them. They will look at their spouses, and they will find also that they have become additionally beautiful. So the whole creation of Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, will be a very particular and a very unique form of creation. So Allah Rabbul Izzat here says, فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبَكَارًا. The woman will enter as though they were never married before. They were women that were untouched. And some of the ulama have expressed that that will remain forever and ever in Jannat, that there will be an interaction between male and female in Jannat, but they will always remain as though they were untouched women. Uruban ataraba. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives two other qualities of the woman of Jannah. One is uruban. Uruban means they will be loving companions. They will always have love within themselves. To this extent, we find that they will not even have jealousy. Even though a person will have more than one hur, there won't be jealousy between them, and they will be always loving and kind to their husbands. In this world also, Sometimes a man is troubled by his spouse, by his wife. The hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that those hoors of Jannah that are destined to be with him makes a proclamation there that never mind, leave him and he will be for us in the hereafter. Ataraba. Ataraba means of same age. This word actually refers to children when children of the same age play in the sand and they are of equal age. So that is regarded as ataraba. Here there are two meanings to this. One is ataraban insofar as the women are concerned, they all will be the same age, and ataraba the same age with regards to the spouses of Jannah, both the husband and the wife, they will be all of the same age. Now this is all a very great and unique situation that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will create insofar as the spouses of Jannah is concerned. And all this Allah says, li ashabil yameen, for the people on the right hand side. To recap, the people on the right hand side, in this world they tried, they were obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they, in the akhirat, they got the books of deeds also in their right hand. And as we had spoken about some ulama that speak about others that may have made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or those who enter Jannah through the fadl and the grace of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Thullatum min al-awwaleen wa thullatum min al-akhirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says multitude from the former. We discussed this at the beginning of the surah. The former here will refer to the sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, the former of this ummah, and they were obviously the foremost of this ummah also in multitudes, in large numbers. And wa thullatum min al-akhirin, and from amongst the latter, those after the sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, huge and large numbers will be given this blessing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant in Jannat. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that it is specifically for the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We spoke about the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there will be 120 safs in Jannah, 120 rows of the people of Jannah, 80 of them will be from the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.